Welcome to the For the Gram podcast. Thank you for joining Vic from The Stump Shop and Dom from M Inspired Living. Each week, they discuss current social media trends, their experience as content creators, family life, and everything in between. Now, let's get right into this week's episode. This intro was brought to you by Eric Spensley from Spensley Design Co.
Oh, I still love that intro from Eric, man. What a pleasant voice. And that actually reminds me, guys, keep coming, keep sending them in. If anyone has any intros, just re-record yourself saying exactly what Eric just said, and then you're going to be on this podcast. And we're going to keep mentioning your name the same way we do with Mr. Spensley. But anyways, moving on. Dom, what's happening, man? Been a long time.
I like his voice better than your voice, actually.
Actually, you know what? The way I did the last episode with Mark, you should do a future episode with just Eric. Forget me. You know?
I should. That's not a bad idea. Can you, you know how actors can like do all those different accents? Can you just do like Eric's voice for a full episode?
Just talk in his voice, eh?
Yeah.
I'm Eric Spensley. No, I can't. Anyways, welcome back.
Yeah, it has been
folks.
A long time. It has been a long time because I wasn't here. You brought in Mark to take my place.
That's right. Actually, you know what's funny? We wrapped up that episode. Then I was thinking, oh, this guy sent me like 12 pages of notes to read in.
Yeah, I know.
Remember this, about
this guy? I wasn't able to do the last podcast episode because we couldn't align our dates that we were both able to do it. So he was like, what if I do it? I said, yeah, go ahead. Okay, send me notes. And this guy gave me homework.
Yeah.
I spent like hours making all the, and then he didn't even read them. What a waste of my time. What a dick.
But you know what, though? The truth is I asked for those when I thought I'd be alone. Remember, I was like, hey, I'm going to talk alone for, you know, 20 minutes about Threads. And I actually ended up finishing the last episode talking alone. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. It's just funny because stuff I've noticed myself and in podcasts and other times is I finish a lot of sentences by like, right? Like, or like, you know what I mean? Where it's like I invoke a response from someone else. So when I'm doing it alone, I also found myself just talking like without breathing because I don't want dead air.
Yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, like right now, I just pause to breathe. It's not like a big deal, but when you're alone, you're like, you know, really trying to fill in the time. But anyway, so sorry. Yeah, that's why I forgot to read that in. But since Threads is not tonight's topic, I will ask you, though, what your thoughts are about it. But tonight we're going to talk all about recycling social media content. And I think it's a great time for that being the summer. You know, everyone's busy with their families or if you're traveling or blah, blah, blah. I guess teachers are the only ones that probably find themselves with a little more time in the summer. But either way, recycling content. You take it from one platform, drop it on the other. How do you do it? Why do you do it? Do they perform well? That's the crap we're going to talk about today.
You're not here by yourself again. Stop talking.
I was just thinking that too. I looked out. Dom's back in bed. He went to bed.
Speaking, I should do this podcast from my bed.
Oh,
speaking of recycling content and Threads, let me start out by asking you this.
Okay.
Because I'm sure everybody's thinking it and nobody's doing it yet, but I'm sure every content creator has it in the back of their mind of when can I start recycling content and like putting that onto my Threads feed? I've thought about it. I've thought like, how do I make the most of this? Do I take old content and start putting it there? Because I find that I think a lot of people are trying to avoid putting videos on there.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's all either just text like Twitter style or pictures, but I'm personally not seeing a lot of videos on there. So I think people I've seen a few woodworking ones, but they're definitely not dominant. It's not the dominant thing on that app.
So, hold on, can I try something?
Yeah.
That's not vicadent. I'm just trying to think of a word where like, because when you say dominant, all I hear is dom. I'm vicadent. Like, I'm just trying to think of a word that we're like, you're saying your own name. Is that
vicadent? Sounds like some kind of thing for your teeth. Like some kind of, it's like a toothpaste or something. It's
the white vicadent.
Vicadent for the whitest teeth possible.
Oh, man. Anyway, speaking of your body, I woke up yesterday. I actually canceled on this guy. My neck was an absolute disaster and still is. I we're getting old, Dom. I know you're already old, but I'm up there with you almost. I'm catching up. And yesterday, it's funny, I do this often where I pass out on the basement couch just watching TV or playing video games. And then I'm not transferring up to my bedroom if it's like anything later than 3 a.m. Because at that point, like, my wife's waking up for work soon, you know, at like 5 yeah. something. So I wake up in the basement the other day at like 5:15 a.m. And I'm like, I actually felt great. Like, I had a good sleep. You know, I laid out like a blanket and everything on the couch. I went to the washroom, and then I go, it's only 5:15. I'm going back to bed. I lie back in bed for like maybe 2 hours. I wake up at 7:15. I try to reach for my phone that's plugged in on like the back side of the couch, you know, like the, yeah. you know, the behind the cushions. I thought I was going to die. I actually grabbed my neck and was like, what happened? Like, I was looking for a mark. I text my wife eventually that I go, I think I'm paralyzed. And she's like, please don't joke about that. I'm like, no, I can't move my neck. Like, I can't look left or right. Anyways, it was just terrible, man. But it happened in that little window. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So, yeah. You should have gone back to bed.
Exactly. I should have got up, rode the Peloton, and I'd be so healthy right now, you know? But that 2 hours just destroyed me. So if I look awkward today, like if I'm doing the robot turns, just bear with me.
See, you could have got up. You could have done a 2 hour Peloton. You would have been like Miguel Indurain now.
I don't know who Miguel Indurain is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Like he won like 5 Tour de France races in a row or something like that.
Oh, wow.
5 or 6. Nope. He was like the dominant guy before Lance Armstrong.
Oh, before. Okay. I thought that was more recent.
No, he was before Lance Armstrong.
I saw this thing on the Tour de France saying, I think it was a commercial that said, or maybe on TikTok.
Why do you have to say it like that for? Don't pretend you're all fancy, the Tour de France. You could say Tour de France. Yeah, you did.
Tour de France. Well, if it's it has to be, it's not Tour of France. Right? Yeah.
All right. What were you going to say?
All right. I saw this thing about like, oh, so you think you're a good biker. And then they showed like a chart, like to show you what those guys bike in one day in relative to your hometown. Yeah. So for me, it was like from Toronto, these guys bike to like Florida by the end of like, you know, 3 days or something.
Oh, yeah. By the end. Yeah. No, yeah, like a day's bike ride is basically like, I think from Toronto to like Niagara Falls and or past like something
like
that.
I think more than that, man. Like way more than that. No,
I guess it all. Also depends on the stage, right? If it's a mountain stage or
if it's all uphill,
if it's a flat stage.
Anyways.
I actually really like bike race. Like I've been watching the Tour de France for years.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is good. It's fun. Scenery's nice, if nothing else. But
did you see that I don't know if it was a guy or a girl that it was like maybe about a week ago in one of the stages, they went to go take a selfie because, you know, they can all line the roads.
Oh, and knocked over a bunch of bikers.
Can't remember if it was a guy or a girl. They went to go take a selfie and their arm hit like the one guy's handlebar and it caused like a 30 rider chain reaction crash.
Oh, I've seen those before,
one
man.
Idiot that went to go take a picture. So.
Unbelievable. I hope those guys, I think they get charged too, I think maybe. Or
yeah,
anyways,
I know.
Right?
I don't know if this one did, but I know it happened a couple years ago and the guy got charged with, I don't know what the charge was.
Yeah, obstructing or something. So being the summer, what's going on, man? Like, I know you're up at the lake house a lot and just kind of away from, are you taking any social media pauses, or are you just trying to dump the same stuff that you usually do?
I wouldn't say I'm taking a pause necessarily, but I am putting out less content. Like we're recording now. Okay, this is gonna drop Tuesday probably. We're recording this on Friday. My last post was on Tuesday.
Oh, okay, yeah. Those aren't breaks I'm used to you taking, man.
Yeah.
3 days, right? That's crazy.
It's just because you know there's. It's a bunch of things. Number one, I'm up at the lake a lot more, so there's less work happening. A lot of the work I am doing, you know, some of it I can't show yet because it has to, you know, get approval from other people. And then on top of that, just my content sucks right now. It's not doing well, so there's not that drive to really push myself to force stuff out. Like when I have something, I'll put it out. When I don't, I don't. So
yeah. Even recording this podcast, we're just kind of like, I have to be honest, I did not think that between two of us, it would still be such a struggle to try to kind of fit it in, right? Dom and I.
I think it was also my fault this last little while, because I was up at the cottage for like a week and a half.
Yeah. Right? I mean, whatever. It's not anyone's fault. It's just
it's my fault. I'm saying this particular time was my fault. I was away and I don't have internet there. It's like
fuck you. Is Eric, listen, this is an open invite. Are you free? We need to record two more episodes for this month. But yeah, even recording today, it's odd for me because look, you just drank a sip of water. I'm having coffee. That's very rare for me during this podcast because
I was going to stop and get a coffee because I was out before we started doing this, but then I didn't want to be late. So I didn't even get one.
Don't you have a pod at home or whatever? A Nescafe or
something? I do, but you know what?
It's just like, not the same. Eh?
No, but tell me if I'm wrong. When you brew it at home, doesn't it get cold so much faster?
So this is what I started doing, and I actually did a story.
In 30 seconds, it's cold already.
Yeah, then you got to go to the microwave, and then you forget it in the microwave, and you open it up at 3 p.m. But I always make myself 8 cups according to their like jug, and that's not 8 cups. I'll tell you right now, that's like maybe 3 like good cups of coffee. So I make it 8 cups. And then I always drink probably about just over half of it by, you know, around now, by 10, 11 o'clock is my last one. And then I just leave it out. I've started doing that. And then I put it in the fridge around 2 and make iced coffee.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting. Yeah, you're disgusting. Me. Drop a couple of drops of vanilla, some ice cubes. And it's actually, I've stopped going to Tim Hortons for iced coffee. And that was 2-3 bucks a day, right?
So to me, drinking an iced coffee is like equivalent to like how you would feel eating a plate of shrimp.
Oh, no, that is absolutely
it's
disgusting.
The same thing for me. I like the taste of cold coffee is, and that's why the one at home, I got to make it and I have to drink it fast. I can't sip it because once it gets room temperature, it tastes disgusting to me.
This guy's a prima donna.
Coffee has to be hot.
But that's not the same thing because that's something I hate, shrimp. I don't give a shit if it's cooked in hot, buttery garlic. I don't care if it's raw. It's gross. You can't say you love something, but then if it's cold, you absolutely hate it. I mean, you can say that.
Can we talk about our topic? Because it's been like 15 minutes now of just talking stupidity.
I think I'm actually convinced more, Dom, after looking at analytics on this podcast, people enjoy us being stupid way more than when we talk about an actual topic. But true to ourselves, we will stick with recycling content. So let me start by saying this. Recycling content is nothing new. We've all been doing it forever. And I think nowadays, what happened is one of the main ways I recycle content is, thank God we've been doing this for so long, because when we first started, and then when videos first started, we all had, you know, a bunch of stuff. We started making videos. That's how I am too. And in my phone, you know, video folder are old videos also because of the cloud. So I'm able to access these really old videos. I just did the one this morning. I haven't posted it yet, but I will. It was like a 3-minute, 30-second video back when that was the thing. Yeah. Remember, there was IGTV and people actually enjoyed longer form videos and sat through it. And that kind of went away with TikTok, right? That was mainly when people started to have the attention span of a fucking butterfly. And then if your video was anything more than 15 seconds, people couldn't care. So I started recycling a lot of those videos from back in the days, posting them on my Instagram. And to be honest, a lot of them have done really well. You know, you add some new music, you make them more quick. Yeah. So that's just one of the ways I've been recycling content. And then you're also showing it to a huge new audience you didn't have back then.
Yeah. See, I find my problem with recycling stuff that's that old, I have two problems with it that stops me from doing it a lot of the time. Number one is, depending on the camera I was using, you can tell like the quality is not as good, right? It's dark and it's not as clear. So that's one thing. The other thing, like you said, is sometimes there's stuff in the video that I can no longer or don't any longer use, right?
I know, but that's for me, like I'm dropping one soon and I'm wearing something I shouldn't be, but that's just clearly, I'm going to say this is an old video. Like if you can't, like it is what it is, right? Like I'm not, you know, it's like if an actor has an exclusivity contract, but like another channel shows his rerun, you know, it's like, well, sorry, I'm wearing a shirt I shouldn't have, like leave me alone, right?
Yeah.
But that's anyways, true. I'm only doing it basically out of desperation because I don't have any content. So
yeah, no, I hear you. Like right now I have no content. I have nothing. And I have next week to get like a bunch of content out, because then the following week I'm back up at the cottage again for another week. Actually, that's when you're coming up with your family for a few days, right?
Exactly. And we're coming for like, I think at least three nights, which is 4 days, which is then again, like, you know, if you don't have something ready to go, then you're 4 or 5 days behind now. I don't want to do that.
I've been trying to like, I've realized that right now I can't do the everyday thing.
Sure.
And like I said, on top of it, because I'm in such a slump, I don't even want to do the everyday thing because I feel like it's a waste of my time. I don't see, I started going back to everyday and I didn't really see a change in, you know, the engagement or the following. So
right now, you might as well spread it out.
Yeah. I've been trying to just do 3 posts a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
Right. That's what I've been trying. And even that, like this week, I didn't post Monday because we're on the way back from the lake. So I posted Tuesday and now I haven't posted since.
Yeah.
If I can get 3 a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm pretty happy with that right now.
And then you still aim for a certain number of stories too, because a lot of the times you, especially Vicky, shows me your wife's stories, like, oh, they did this today or they did that today. And then I see and then I'm like, oh, really? Because I follow your wife also, but she's a bit more, you know, deeper in my feed because we don't interact as much as you and I do. But if you post a story, it's like right there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't see that. Then I look up and you didn't do a story that day.
Yeah. You know, I've just, even stories, I've gotten to, like, does anybody really care? Like, for example, when we were up at the lake last week for the week, I went up like a couple days before my wife, cause she had to work. Right.
Right.
So I went up with my son for a couple of days before she came up. So it was just me and him. And we went, like, we did a bunch of stuff. We went to go mini golfing and I kept like thinking, oh, maybe I'll do a story about this. But then I would say, I'd take out my phone and go like, who really cares that I'm mini golfing? Like it's another like, and I don't do it. Like I'm just at that point where, do people really care? Like, do people care what I'm doing, that I'm at a mini golfing course? Like,
so I think with something like that, the key to keep in mind is, I think people do care. It just might not be as many people as you think or you'd hope, but people do care. The thing you got to remember when doing things like that, I always attribute it to the same as a hockey game or a baseball game. Yes, people care when you show the crowd once, or you show where your seats are, or you show, you know, a good hit or a good goal or something. But don't do 25 stories from the same fucking position. It's the same as if you go mini golfing and you show one hole. Yeah, it's cool. You could follow the ball going, you know, like make a cool 15-second video, show the area or show you and your son or whatever. And then boom, oh, Dom's mini golfing must be fun. But now if like 25 more taps is, now you're showing the next hole and then the next hole.
Yeah, you're showing
and
then all the 18 holes. Yeah.
It's longer than the fucking Tiger Woods tournament or whatever, you know? So I think people do care, Dom. I mean, the reason I brought it up is because I care. Show us your mini golfing, okay?
All right. Okay, fine.
But
yeah, no, I feel like, I don't know if it's because I'm getting old. Like, I have less and less patience. It's the same thing with threads. Like, every once in a while I say, okay, well, like, what stupidity can I write to like keep this thing going? But I have less. I need to go back in time and be like 10 years younger. And I think I would crush everything. I would crush it.
I know, right? What do you have any I mean, we're turning this into a therapy session, but it's good to talk about it because I have the same problem with patience. But I usually, when I'm in one of those moments, I try to find out why. You know what I mean? Like really, like sometimes there's no reason for it. In fact, when you start to do that, you're like, hang on a second. Like for example, with social media content, I'll drop a video. And remember I dropped that number 15,000 a while ago where I'm like, I like to get at least 15K views per reel, which I've had for a long time now, ever since I went verified, which is a whole other topic. But
yeah.
So then one doesn't perform well. You know what I mean? One of those ones where it's like, it's not even at 10K and it's been a day. You're just like, and then I start to think to myself, I'm like, so why am I so mad when one from 2 days ago did this well, one from before did this well, or I'm like, I don't have any story content. So I'm getting upset. People are going to hate me. Then I start to think, I'm like, I know, but tomorrow I'll get shop time, so I'll be able to come up with something. Yesterday I dropped a story that a lot of people react. Or do you know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah, we really have to start questioning ourselves.
Yeah, like, it's for sure. Like, I think mentally most people focus more on the negative than the positive.
Yeah. And that's
It's why news shows you all bad stuff and they never report on the good stuff, right? Because it's just people focus on the negative, right? Yes. And I can tell you that's the case. Like, if my stories were getting 10,000 views per story instead of 400, I'd probably be doing more stories at the golf course. But it's the lack of engagement that makes me say, well, you know, why am I going to waste my time? I'm just going to enjoy my time here. Like, nobody cares that I'm mini golfing or eating. Yeah. Like, another one I used to do all the time in the summer, I would, like, every time we went for an ice cream, I would post my ice cream.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. A lot of times when we were going to the other place there where they mix the, I would like put the question, like, what flavors do you think I got? And those do really well. Those get like,
yeah,
when I keep post doing those with, like, the four choices of what flavors, I get like, not like hundreds of views, hundreds of responses of people like trying everyone wants to know. And the only way to know is to click one. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So I used to do more of those,
right?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a whole other talk. Actually, you know what? Our next episode or a couple episodes from now should be Instagram stories. Does anyone care? And then we just talk about how, like, you know, now there's threads and now there's notes. You could just drop a note if it's like a sentence you want out there instead of doing a whole story. But that would be funny. So, yeah, let us know, listeners, if you give a shit about Dom's or my stories.
Speaking of stories and threads and recycling, another thing I was thinking the other day, I posted a thread, like a picture of the boxes of my Onefinity, because I picked up my Onefinity machine, right? So I posted just a picture on threads. But then I was thinking, should I post this picture in my stories as well or not? Because you also don't want to like turn people off, because I think right now most of the followers I have on threads, which is not many, it's like not even 2,000, they're all people that came from Instagram.
Of course, yeah.
Right. And they're probably, those 2,000 are like the ones that really like follow along what I do. They're the ones that found it worthwhile to now go follow me on threads. So why am I going to show them the same thing in two places? But then I also think that what about the other, you know, 90,000 people that are not following me on threads? Should I be showing it to them?
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say. The reason you should still is until your threads followers are the same as your IG, focus still more where your audience is, right? Even if it's only a couple of hundred or thousand views per story, let those people see it. And very rarely, once in a while, I've done it twice, I'll post my, you know, you can share your thread to your story.
Yeah.
Because those fucking annoy me. But sometimes if I come up with something that I think is funny, like, because others, like, my threads have like 2 likes and like 1 comment. Yeah. That's usually average for now. Yeah. So I can't judge it based off that interaction. So I just think if I came up with something funny or like something where I'm like, okay, I'm going to repost that in my stories, you know, and then even if the hopes of a few people flying over to threads.
That's a good way to do it. Actually. I like that idea.
But very rarely, so like, don't be doing it every day now.
I'm going to do it all the time. Whatever I post on threads, I'm going to put it over to my stories every time.
Yeah. In the exact same photo, like, don't even like zoom in or anything.
Did you notice that they got rid of the threads number on your Instagram profile?
Yeah, now they just put a little symbol
icon in the top corner. Now, the number was cool though, especially if you had like you. I noticed yours was
like I was very low,
like 200,000 or something like that. Which, like, when you think about it, out of 100 million people to be 200,000, you were one of the first.
I was top 2%, I think, right? In that case. Or even higher, yeah. That's right, yeah. I was talking to Jeff Mack about that, and I'm like, you rookie or something? Like, when he asked, like, so what's your thread number? I was like, bro, you're a rookie at this. What's wrong with you? And he's like, oh, nicely done. Bottom 2 million, eh? And I'm like, no, read that number again.
Yeah,
it's 200,000, you know? And then I never heard back from him. I think he blocked me. But
yeah, then he hates you.
Yeah,
he hates me. I was curious when I saw those numbers. I went and checked, and Zuckerberg had number one.
Zuck, and then
Mosseri had number two. Yeah, and then I didn't know who to look at to see who would be number three.
I was exactly thinking that too. I'm like, is it going to be like, do they open it up at three to people? Or I'm sure they went through the Instagram team first, right?
Yeah.
I'd say probably the top like 100 or maybe even 1,000 were reserved. And then,
yeah,
because they also probably wanted like The Rock and stuff and you know,
yeah,
huge companies to get theirs, yeah, early enough. Maybe. They probably sent them like, hey, open up your shit here, right?
Because I was thinking like the first, whatever, 500 are probably all internal Meta people.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, like,
think about if you could find not number one or number two, because those guys are, they have millions of followers. They're never going to reply to you. But if you get somehow found number 498, still probably somebody very high up at Meta to get that, yeah, number. And they probably have like no followers. So the chances of getting through to them is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, right? You're right, actually. Yeah.
But how would you track that down? But I was thinking about it when I saw they were one and two. Like,
I mean, you could probably search that on open source Google, like, thread users number one, two, because that's how,
yeah, maybe I'm, I don't, sure, know if you can anymore now that they took the number away,
now that they disappeared. Yeah, yeah. But that's a good little segue into recycling content. So from Instagram to your thread, since it's the same company, they make it very easy with the touch of a button.
Yeah.
So I in my opinion, I think the way to do that is like we just talked about, like once in a while, try to send more people over to your threads. Don't do it too often. And what Dom asked, like, should you recycle the same stuff in both? If it's something you think is cool that you want your IG audience knowing, I think you should, because otherwise, like in your case, 2,000 or in my case, 5,000 people might see it on threads. But, you know, if you want 100,000 people to see it, then yeah, I think you still should for now. And with that, you might, like you said, Dom, like no one wants to see that, or will people get sick of it? Okay, so you risk pissing off, you know, a handful of people that do the double follow, but then you also, you know, you might gain a bunch to cross over. So what I haven't seen yet, though, are, because in threads you could put a link in, right? Like you could actually click on it, like a website. Yeah. I haven't seen many people trying yet to get you off platform from threads yet.
I'm sure it'll happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I haven't seen many YouTube, you know, thumbnails or anything yet.
It took me a while to figure out how to repost something, but also have your comment in there. Like, did you see like a week ago, I reposted that one of those two old guys.
Yeah, the ice cream.
And I said, you and me in 20 years or whatever. I tried like five, because if you repost it, I think it's called repost on there. I can't remember what it's called. It just posts that thing to your page and you can't leave a
Do you first leave a comment then?
No. So what you have to do is you have to, when you go into the options, there's one called quote.
Oh, okay.
And if you use quote, it allows you to make your, you know, your caption, and then include that below the caption.
What do you mean in the options on that one thread or whatever?
Yeah, like if you want to share it to your page, you click on, I think it's the three dots, and it gives you either quote or repost, I think it was called. But repost, it just puts it on your page, and you can't
take it off.
You can't
either.
Do anything. Well, yeah, you can. I figured out how to take it off.
Oh, you could delete a
You have to go back to that post, and then on it shows there's a little icon that show. It's almost like the saved icon.
Oh, and you like unclick
that. It's colored in, and you unclick it, and it removes it from your page.
Okay. Because I reposted something a while ago, which, you know, I actually think I did it by accident, but it was just something stupid, and then I couldn't figure out how to take it off.
Yeah, you have to go back to the original and unclick it.
Yeah. Another thing I did this morning was, to get back on track, was when I was trying to find a video to recycle, I went through some of my old folders. I have one folder on my phone called Completed Videos, and I found a video in there that I liked. It was actually my epoxy slice table. You remember that? I haven't done that one in a while. So, but the video was 3 minutes, 30 seconds long, and it had a voiceover the entire time.
Yeah.
So I can only think back to how long that took me to make. But that's another thing I'm going to do nowadays is I'm splicing that, first of all, down to 45 seconds and getting rid of the voiceover. Would you, in that case, nowadays, 2023, add a new voiceover that matches the new video, or do you just drop a song?
Yeah, see, you know what? I understand, like, everybody, you see more and more people doing voiceovers.
Yeah.
Right? Because apparently that's what the algorithm wants. But I don't think they're appropriate everywhere. I think it depends. The voiceover, sometimes I feel it's forced. Right?
Like, you have to show something, yeah.
Yeah, my preference is still to, like, pick a trending song and put it over top, especially if it's a short video.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do with this one. I'm just going to find the song and go ahead with that instead of, voiceovers, like you said, a lot of the times you're stretching it. Like, you're really explaining something you don't need to, right? Yeah. It's like, shut the fuck up, put on a song and, like, let the video play, right?
And then realistically, even if the video is 30 seconds long, which is a decent length for a reel, right? Try and fit in everything you want to say in 30 seconds.
I know.
You could say two sentences basically in that time. So then you end up talking like the Micro Machines guy to get everything in. So it's just...
Well, that's that. So I'm going to finish recycling that content later. And also, as you get better, right? Like, you watch some of your first videos, and not to mention, or not just talking about equipment, like Dom said, like the lighting was terrible, or your shadows would be all over the place. And I know all about, like, you know, what he's talking about, but not only like the equipment you're lacking, but as your actual editing skills might get better, where you're like, you start to realize like some stuff you really only need to show 1.5 seconds of.
Yeah.
Or 1 second of. There's certain things where like 1 second is just perfect for the eye.
It's plenty, yeah.
Like, you go like back
sanding.
And watch
them. If you're showing in your video like the sanding part, literally 1 second. Like, I have old videos where it's like 8 seconds of sand. You know how long that is to watch?
I know. That's what I mean, man. You find these parts in these old videos. Like, I think that epoxy slice table, I fucking filmed every second I was pouring epoxy from a milk jug, you know? So I started to fall asleep watching my own video from maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah. If you speed it up like 10 times the speed, it's still too much.
It's still too long. Yeah. That's when you just got to start cutting out the middle of the video. But as you're editing skills or apps change, because, you know, apps are always improving, transitions are improving, this and that, that's another good reason to recycle some old content, right? Even if you were happy with it at the time, because obviously you were, if you posted it and you still save the video, then you must have felt good about it at the time. Watch your old shit. Just go through and go, oh man, in 2023, no one would watch past the first 4 seconds of this video, right? I got to make it interesting. So grab it, splice it in some of your newer software you didn't have at the time, and drop it. And then if it doesn't perform well, who cares? You've already got what you wanted out of this video. But if it performs well, like some of my recycled stuff has, then
that's a bonus. Yeah. Yeah.
You're laughing.
Sure. Yeah. I think recycling is the way to go these days. Basically, I create one piece of content and I recycle it through every social app that I have. I don't create, some people do create, this piece of content is specifically for TikTok and this piece is specifically for Instagram. And who has the time to do it? Unless you have a team of people helping you and creating this content for you, and all you're doing is building stuff.
It's impossible.
No, I create one piece of content. And it's funny because some things I won't find appropriate to share on different socials. It depends what my following is like there. But ones that I do, like, I think I can get away with posting it on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, like as a short. I'll just wait. Like, I'll post it on Instagram, and then a week later, I'll post it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, a few days later, I'll post it on YouTube as a short. And
Yeah, no, that's definitely what I do. I recycle everything across the few platforms that I'm on. It's also a good way to promote yourself across other platforms, right? Like, a lot of them, actually, I sold two boards lately that people wanted engraved with my CNC because of a video I put on TikTok just to stay alive on TikTok. Because my last few videos had, like, you know, they were in like the thousands of views, right? Like not even 10,000. But then I was like, fuck TikTok, this and that. So suddenly, one that did well on Instagram, I'm like, I'll drop it on TikTok. It's been about a week or two later. And boom, it's like 200,000 views and still growing. So because of that now, I've noticed people coming over to Instagram saying, hey, I saw your video on TikTok. I'm going to a wedding in September, whatever. Can I get the same board and stuff? And I'm like, okay, so in that case, as a business move, not only to sell stuff, but to also grow your other following, that's a good reason to recycle too. Yeah. Cross promotion, right?
Yeah, all for sure.
Another good way, I don't think you've ever done this. I've never really done this either, but when you critique yourself or use a past video to generate a new response from an audience, for example, hey, a while ago I posted this and I was just wondering if, you know, and then like you drop a new question about your own video. I think that's more of like a blogger thing, but it buys
them. I don't know. Like
that day,
I don't know if I would. Yeah, I don't know if I would do that though, but. Like I do post old stuff and say like it's a throwback, right? Hey, I posted this, whatever, throwback to when I built this or when I did this. But
yeah, just admitting it's a recycled content, but then you're just looking for kind of new views from follow. Hey, I painted this wall last year. Is this color still in? Boom, you're gonna get a huge response, right?
Or something like that. I actually, speaking of response, I was a little disappointed. I posted. Did you see that post I did of the two Muskoka chairs that I spray painted?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I have this old picnic table at the cottage that the top is no good no more. It's all rotted. I need to see if I can remove the top and put new top boards on, right? Cause the frame still looks pretty good. So I had to spray paint these chairs. I didn't want to spray paint them in the sand cause the spray is going to hit the sand and put. So I said, perfect. I got to take this picnic table apart. I'm going to put them on top of the picnic table and spray them on there because I don't care if the top of the table gets sprayed. But then after I'm putting the video together and I see it, like after I edit it all, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great post because people are going to comment on the fact that I just ruined my own picnic table, right?
Right.
Like all the trolls are
going to come. Why would you spray on there?
Idiot. Yeah. Like, so I first posted stories like the day I did it. And I even wrote at the bottom of the stories, like sacrificial picnic table. Cause you could see I'm spraying the table.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Cause I already had the post ready for the next day. And Jeff Mack messages me and he's like, why wouldn't you post that as a post? You would have got like, it would go viral for all the people telling you that you're spraying your picnic table. So I said, I have it ready. I'm posting it tomorrow morning. It did okay. But it didn't I didn't get the comments on the picnic table that I thought I was going to get.
Yeah.
The only one I got was Jeff Mack, who did it like in a sarcastic way to try and get the ball rolling. But
yeah, it just, sometimes it didn't translate, but see, now you're cross platform, you're within platform reposting, right? Like you already did it in stories. Now you're like, fuck, I'm just going to put that as a reel. Sometimes it's based off the analytics. When you get a story, that's like, I do that on my other work account a lot where I'm like, this story is ridiculously successful. Yeah. I'm just dropping it as a reel.
And then that's good. Does that work sometimes?
It does. Like,
does it translate? Yeah.
Yep. That's the one that on my other page went over a million. That was a story first.
It was a story first.
And I go, fuck, people really love this one, right? And then, that one became a reel that did also well. Obviously adding new music, right? If there's a trending song you want, but you haven't had a chance to create content, you're like, boom, let me now whip up something that fits that song. Updating stuff that you've done. I'm going to do one on my garage floors actually, right? Yeah. Hey, that's kind of like recycling content.
I wouldn't say it's recycling because it's new content based on an older, right? You're still making project, new content. Yeah. It's not really recycled. It's just carrying forward. Like I have I'm looking at it right now, my Big Mac that's encased in epoxy.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see what happens with that. If it like has any reaction inside the epoxy or not.
Yeah. What else?
I think that's it. I think the bottom line is recycling is good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree, man. Just change it up a little. Sometimes if it's okay. So then let me ask you this then, timing. When is it okay to repost something, honestly?
Yeah, I think about that too sometimes. I would wait at least, I would say, a few months. Like I try not to repost. Even if something did really, really good, I won't repost it 3 weeks later because I think it's too fresh still, especially if it did really well.
I think it's that. I think it's a few months also. Yeah. I think like if your phone was an okay quality a year ago, I even think a year is fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a year is fine. I would say like the earliest I've reposted something, I think, was probably like 3 months later after the original post. Right.
Yeah. And then there's depends how busy you are in that 3 months. Like, is that
that's right. If I need. That's right. That's right. And then the other thing is I'll recycle something more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like if something is performing and you recycle it and it performs again, then. You know what? 3 months later, I'm going to post it again until it finally hits that wall where, well, you know, right? Your deck video.
My
right?
deck that video. That's
my cottage, right? You just beat the crap out of that thing until it doesn't perform anymore.
2 or 3 years of millions of views every
that's
time.
That's what
and
I,
then,
yeah. So.
And then finally I got like 40,000 or 50, maybe 60,000 views. So I'm like, that's actually good.
Yeah,
but that's not now good enough for another repost because now it'll get 30,000, then no thousand, and then... People just see right through it, right?
Unless you hold off for like a full year and then repost it and see what happens.
Yeah, that's the one I should do. We joke about it every time I come to your cottage. Like, fuck, this deck is still standing according to the trolls. This should be rotted, collapsed. Yeah. My kids under it, like crushed. Yeah. You know, your entire cottage collapsed, flooded.
Yeah.
We should do an update on that going like, fuck. Look at this. It's perfect, literally perfectly fine. Yeah. Like the wood expand or, you know, the gaps formed exactly like we thought they would. Other than that, it's perfect. But okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. Recycling content. Go out there. Do it. Get yourself through those batches when you have no fresh content. And even when you're making content, I've started doing this where I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this is all part of one video, but can I take snippets? You know what I mean? To post first or post after. And then the full video is not till next week. But here's a teaser. Bullshit. I don't give a shit about dropping a teaser. I just care about having content. So that's that. Any questions, message us. And we're always all ears.
Yeah. And send us your intros.
That's right. Send us your intros. And we're also going to be launching our Patreon soon. I don't know if that's true. We've been saying that for like a year. But
we'll see.
We need people's toonies and loonies to keep us going. So we'll talk all about that when it's happening. And enjoy your summer, guys. Dom and I are here. Please message us on the For the Gram page. Respond to our friggin' stories. Like when we put out a question, just drop something in there. Even if it's the same four people all the time, it gives us something to talk about. And that's that. Anything else, Dominic?
That's it. All right. Have a good day.
Cue the outro music. That's right.
What should be the outro music today?
Tonight, sing about...
Come on, Eileen. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh. I don't know the words to that song, believe it or not.
That was good enough.
Okay. This guy's got problems.
I just popped my neck out. Headbanging to Eileen.
All right, goodbye.